selber finden, um dann zu helfen und immer wieder zu helfen.
Danger of Social Darwinism. Everyone knows and agrees that the 20th century was one of the darkest, most dangerous, and bloodiest times in the history of mankind, in which people suffered the worst terror and violence. In the 20th century, dictators such as Stalin, Hitler, Mao, and Pol Pot became infamous for their slaughter of millions. Some 160 million people lost their lives in wars in that century. This figure is estimated to be many times higher than the total number of people who died in all wars up to the 19th century. The unbelievable scale of this tragedy is highly thought-provoking. Hitler had thousands of his own people, regarded as useless in his eyes, killed in gas chambers. Hundreds of thousands of people in many Western countries, from Great Britain to Germany and from America to Sweden, were compulsorily sterilized or left to die solely for being handicapped, sick, or old. Many people all over the world were persecuted and exploited because of ruthless competition. Racism became the ideology of some states, and some people were despised and killed simply because of their race. Conflicts and hot and cold wars took place between East and West, communist and capitalist, right and left. People from the same country, and even brothers, became one another's bitterest enemies. The ideological foundation that led to such troubles, disorder, war, and conflict in the 20th century, and to hatred and enmity among people, was social Darwinism. With his theory of evolution, Charles Darwin sought to apply materialist philosophy, the foundation of selfishness, to the natural sciences, ignoring all the examples of solidarity and mutual aid that Allah has created in nature. He proposed that all living things are engaged in a supposedly ruthless struggle for survival. He even claimed, on the basis of no scientific evidence whatsoever, that the same ruthlessness also applied to human societies. When applied to society, Darwin's theory of evolution emerged as social Darwinism. With social Darwinism, an extremely perverted worldview was spread, to the effect that life is a supposed struggle, and that human beings need to win that struggle, or at least survive, in that brutal environment. That view gave rise to various forms of ideas that led to disaster for mankind. In this way, it became the basis for totalitarian and bloody ideologies such as communism and fascism, savage capitalism, and racism that ignores social justice and invariably promotes moral degeneration and a great many other scourges. The model of life put forward by the theory of evolution, which makes the error of regarding human beings as a mere species of animal, is based on ruthlessness, lovelessness, selfishness, and self-interest. Darwinism seeks to establish a world in which human beings live and behave like animals. Mr. Adnan Oktar referred to the danger posed by social Darwinism in a program on November 26, 2011. If you regard someone as an animal, if you tell him he is an animal, if you convince him he is an animal, if you say he is a highly developed form of animal, then he will behave like an animal. It is very important to teach a person that he is human, not an animal. If he learns that he is human, then he cannot behave immorally. But if he believes he is an animal, he will behave like one. If you say, you are an animal, day and night, then he will genuinely believe he is an animal. That is why Darwinist materialist education needs to be stopped. Darwinism says that human beings are animals, doesn't it? They're not human, they're animals, it says. We're descended from microbes, it says. So people start thinking, so my ancestor was a microbe. Then they believe they really are microbes, and they start behaving like them. They assume a microbe-like character. That needs to be eliminated first. That needs to be put right. Darwinism wants a world in which people live and behave like animals. What is needed for the vicious circle caused by social Darwinism to come to an end? For mankind to turn to a world filled with peace and happiness, love and respect, is for the materialist worldview to be defeated in the intellectual sphere. It is therefore of the greatest importance for people to realize that Darwinism, the foundation of modern materialism, has collapsed scientifically, and to be aware of the horrors that stem from the application of Darwinism. Even leading proponents of Darwinism recognize that the theory of evolution poses a threat to society. Richard Dawkins, renowned for his advocacy of evolution, describes why he does not want to live in a Darwinian society.
I liked one phrase you used there. You talked about the sort of society in which we wish to live. And I'll tell you quite freely that a society based upon Darwinian principles is exactly the sort of society I do not wish to live in. Mm-hmm. It would be a terrible society in a society. I do not wish to live in a Darwinian world. The world of nature is a Darwinian world. It's a very unpleasant world. It's a thoroughly unpleasant world. Not the kind of world we wish to live in. So let us understand it so that we can construct the kind of society in which we wish to live, which will be a non-Darwinian society, with a sort of society which departs from Darwinian principles. A society that was based on Darwinian principles would be a ruthless, free market economy in which the rich trample the poor,
As we have seen, even well-known evolutionists who still support such an outdated theory as evolution openly admit the kind of danger that a Darwinian society proposes. Every new development in the world of science once again corroborates this truth, that the theory of evolution has been consigned to the dusty shelves of pseudo-history. The disasters inflicted by social Darwinism can only be eradicated through the beauty of religious moral values. Might being regarded as right, inequality, racial discrimination, oppression, the crushing of the poor, unfair competition, conflict, and exploitation of the poor are some of the evils and problems that societies have faced throughout history. All societal models based on Darwinism have always led to terrible catastrophes. But the fine moral values commanded by Allah and revealed in the Quran will always bring with them well-being, peace, and tranquility. When people live by religious moral values, they will feel affection for the needy, even if they stand to gain nothing from them, and will protect and watch over them with feelings of love and compassion. And that is true humanity. For example, the Quran reveals that believers consider and feed the poor, captives, and the needy before they feed themselves, and they do this solely in order to earn Allah's approval. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. They give food, despite their love for it, to the poor and orphans and captives. We feed you only out of desire for the face of Allah. We do not want any repayment from you or any thanks.